spite of what all these ensemble casts are doing, that, you know, they're trying to, when I run into them on the red carpet, they're always saying, hey, make sure you give it to me, make sure you give it to us, you know? Like, I can't do it because people are voting on it, you know? That's what happens. So
there you go.
That's what's cool about the streamies, is that people go online, they get to vote on it, and send it in, and that's how it's, and let the people speak. They crowdsource the vote.
That time of the year, folks. It is the Streamy Awards this weekend, Sunday, April 11th. Going to honor the best and brightest in web television. On today's episode of the Daytime Confidential podcast, Luke and I welcome an extremely important player in the digital entertainment world, Mr. Jeffrey Hazlett, the Chief Marketing Officer for Kodak, which is once again serving as the official imaging sponsor of the Streamies. Jeff, thank you for being here with us.
Hey, thanks for having us, and we're glad to, you know, have some good Kodak moments today.
It's a pleasure.
Hey, so tell us a little bit about what it means for Kodak to be the official imaging sponsor of the Streamy Awards.
You know, we've really made a lot of changes over the last couple of years as we transformed the company into a more digital company from its, you know, more traditional film base. Now, film still plays a big part in entertainment, as you know, in motion pictures and in television. But we're a very innovative company. In fact, I joke around that it's so cold in Rochester, we got nothing better to do but stay inside and invent things, you know? And we've been doing a lot with social media, doing a lot with innovative new products. And this was a natural extension for us to really get into this new genre, you know, of online television, online movies, online entertainment. And with that, you know, Kodak's been a real innovator, and it was perfect and a great way for us to show off what we do at the same time. Go with something that's really hot, and the Streamies are hot.
Yes, they are, especially after all the buzz from Dr. Horrible last year. So
they took everything. Neil Patrick Harris, I saw him at the Oscars, and of course saw him last year, and where they won everything. And you know, so I'm looking forward to seeing him again this week.
Well, you know, our blog covers daytime television, and we've kind of, you know, with some of the soaps, I don't know if you follow that, but a couple of the soaps have been canceled. So we've kind of been paying a little more attention to the web here recently. And Nathan Fillion, who was in that also, you know, he's a soap alum. He was Joey on One Life to Live. Yeah,
yeah, big time. There's a lot of actors, mainstream actors that are part of these online, and they're living out online, almost like a lot of motion picture stars, you know, do the mainstream stuff, but they do a lot of indies too.
Yes.
So you're seeing that crossover, and, you know, Kodak was even involved in one this year with Woke Up Dead with John Heder and team. So, you know, we decided to kind of play around, see what this was like, and we did something over mostly the Halloween season, and it really woke up, you know, Woke Up Dead was kind of a nice thing for us to do.
Yeah, a writer friend likened it in a conversation where we were talking about, you know, the more scripted projects coming out on the web, that it was kind of like the beginning of TV with Howdy Doody. Do you feel that that's an accurate statement from your end?
Yeah, well, I think it's the wild, wild west is the best way to describe it. You know, because basically anything goes. I mean, I mean that's what you're going to see with the internet. The internet allows you to really narrow cast down to specific audiences, and you can do, you know, genres that might not make it on broadcasts and certainly make it on a more narrow cast through the internet and get more specific. So you can have a channel for, you know, zombies if you want, or you know, channel for more comedy, because there's a lot of those out there, like Tiki Bar and others that I enjoy watching and get to see. And then as you know, you talk about soap operas. You know, soap operas are big here, but novellas are big in, you know, in Hispanic countries, and you're seeing a lot of that activity. I mean, they're just huge, and you're going to see more of this stuff, I think, go online.
Now, in addition to being one of the official sponsors for the webcast of the Streamies, Kodak's Zi8 HD pocket video camera and the PlaySport are the official digital video cameras for the Streamies. I took a peek at both cameras on your website, and they look hot. What can you
they
tell us
hot.
About both?
Yeah, they're hot. I mean, it allows anybody to become basically their own producer and director and their star and a star with HD quality. I mean, this is broadcast quality in your hand. And it's a 1080p, 720, a 5 megapixel still camera in these as well. Now the PlaySport is actually underwater as well, so you can actually use it underwater.
Nice.
The ZI8 that we talked about is what really is the cool feature on that. In addition to having image stabilization, which we're, you know, the only cameras that have that kind of quality and the image stabilization, because you're holding that camera out in your hand, it does shake. And so we know that, and it takes care of that for you. But that ZI8 has a mic jack in it, and that's really been a big plus for these online you know, shows, as well as the amateur, you know, pro amateur who wants to shoot a little bit more. You know, I recently just did a talk today where I actually put a wireless mic jack on the ZI8, filmed it, and recorded it. So it was a great way to be able to do it. A lot of bloggers and vloggers are using these as well.
I'm going to have to check that out, because I tell you, I am technologically challenged, to say the least. Luke can tell you that. And, you know, it's really cool to think that just someone, you know, from their living room, you know, like the guy, what's that one show, the little Fred Figglehorn guy, you know, he's become star, you know, so it's...
Oh, well, but guys like Tom Green, I mean, Tom Green, one of the funniest guys in comedy, I mean, he's just crazy as a loon, and he's got one of the number one shows on the internet, too, and, you know, he's doing it from his house, you know, I think he still lives with his parents, I'm not quite sure, I can't remember, but I joke with him because he's a good guy, but, yeah, but anybody can use these, I mean, it's just... You know, George Eastman said it best when we started Kodak, you know, push one button and we do the rest. And that's what you want in a camera like that. And these retail from, you know, $149 up to $229. So real inexpensive, shoots up to 10 hours of video, great way for you to be able to do it. And anybody can do it, you know.
Yeah,
we can turn these podcasts into video casts. You know, we can do that.
I'm thinking about it. You know,
we think you know, Kodak. We think everybody's good looking, so you guys can make it on TV. I mean, this is what we could do it right now.
There you go. We can. Hey, you want to sponsor us? But yeah, we talk to a lot of writers, actors, producers that, you know, with entertainment kind of, you know, there aren't that many budgets there for a lot of pilots anymore and things like that. So this is really cool that someone with even, you know, even the more talented people, not just someone like me, but, you know, someone who actually has the skill and, you know, a story to tell, and they can, it's really cool that they could put their own project up and maybe get discovered by using one of these. You know,
absolutely. And, you know, this doesn't replace film or, you know, the serious guys in the business. I mean, let's don't kid ourselves. I mean, if you're going to shoot a major motion picture, you're going to do it in film because you want the quality of that. Nothing captures, you know, what the eye can see better than film. And if you're an artist, that's what you're going to do. If you're a real pro, that's what you're going to do. And you're going to use Kodak film for those kind of things. And the archivability that film has over, you know, digital media, because, you know, digital media is going to keep changing. That's the nature of digital. It changes all the time. So those are, you know, things. But it does give people a creative expression. And that, you know, that's a core of what Kodak's always been about, is to let creative people be creative and give them, you know, tools, whether it's cameras or it's been film in the past or these new digital video handheld cameras that you've got out today. You know, it's just really cool, and it's a great way to capture Kodak moments, but even more important, get to share them. And, you know, that's what a lot of these guys are doing with the streamies. They're sharing them. It's and I was at the event last year and got to give the award for the best ensemble. It's just, it's a great community, a super good time, and people who are really loving what they do, and that's what's cool about it.
Now, you mentioned that the best ensemble, you'll be giving that award again this year, right?
Yeah, I must not have blown it last year, so they're letting me come back again this year and do it, you know, and you know, in spite of what all these ensemble casts are doing, that, you know, they're trying to, when I run into them on the red carpet, they're always saying, hey, make sure you give it to me, make sure you give it to us, you know, like, I can't do it because people are voting on it, you know, that's what happens. So
there you go.
So anybody can go vote, so I don't know if they've closed it off or not. They don't tell me everything, but, you know, that's what's cool about the streamies, is that people go online, they get to vote on it and send it in, and that's how it, and let the people speak. They crowdsource the vote.
Yeah, you're right, because they'll be the ones that speak, you know, when it does get picked up somewhere. You know, it's the power of the people. I voted for the Guild, by the way. But
yeah, well, the Guild's good. I mean, I ran into Felicia the other day. I saw her at an event in L.A., and then she was rushing off to go try out for another part. But, you know, there's somebody, you know, this is what's really cool about this, and I said this to her. You know, she's somebody I didn't know. I you know, hadn't seen her before, really didn't know her in the business. And that's, you know, that's how big this business is. And of course, maybe I'm not just as hip or cool as other people, but you know, look what she's done. She's an internet star. She's all over the place. And last year, I think they cleaned up almost every award except for Dr. Horrible and the team who won a couple of the big ones. So it was cool.
Sweet. Jeff, we know that you're going to be tweeting live from the Streamies webcast on Sunday, and we're going to be posting a link to that on the blog so that our readers and listeners can find out what's going on with the show. But you'll be presenting an award. Tell us about your Twitter profile so that people can be sure to be following you there and about the award.
You bet. You can find me on Kodak.com and, you know, just to follow us, or you can reach me directly at Jeffrey Hazlett, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Hazlett, H-A-Y-Z-L-E-T-T. And I'm the chief marketing officer at Kodak. I'll be there, and I just kind of write it as I see it, so I'll talk about the stuff I see on the red carpet because, you know, I'm a guy from South Dakota, as you know, just a guy wearing cowboy boots and can't believe that, you know, I get picked to do jobs like this. And so I'll be walking the red carpets, you know, starstruck like everybody else, talking to reporters and all the starlets and star makers that are there. And then just talking about what I see the way I see it through my eyes. And so you'll get to follow it. I did this at the Oscars, and, you know, a lot of people started following us there, you know, Huffington Post and others that picked us up. And then I want to do it for this event, and just a fun way to share what maybe you can't see if you're not there. And so, you know, I'll be talking about, you know, last year, you know, Tom Green sat behind me, Lisa Kudrow sat next to me, and what a cool thing. I mean, to be able to run into these people and talk to them and just get to know them a little bit better.
Nice. Well, it sounds amazing. Well, we will definitely be following you, and we will be tuning into the webcast Sunday at April 11th. Jeff, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes, thank you.
And well, thanks for letting Kodak come and share these moments, and follow me on Twitter at Jeffrey Hazlett.
We will.
Definitely, and I'm going to be picking up one of those cameras.
Good, good. I tell you what, and we make you look thinner with our Kodak cameras, too. These other ones,
hey,
they just make you look fat, you know?
I need that, but, you know, that might mess up because I'm trying to get on that show, Dance Your Ass Off, so that might mess up my chances, Jeff.
Well, you never know. Well, you can use somebody else's camera to show the before picture. There you go.
Right. So you got it. You got me covered. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day.
Yes.
All right, guys. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.